AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. The top U.S. diplomat to Ukraine, William Taylor, and Deputy Secretary of State George Kent were the first witnesses in the House Intelligence Committee's impeachment hearings. In his testimony, Taylor talked about an aide overhearing President Trump on a cell phone call with the U.S. Ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland.
A member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations. Ambassador Sondland told President Trump the Ukrainians were ready to move forward.
An official familiar with the matter says the staffer Taylor referred to is David Holmes, a political counselor at the embassy in Kiev. Holmes has been invited to testify before Congress on Friday. Even after tweeting dozens of times throughout the hearing, President Trump insisted he isn't interested because he's been meeting with Turkey's president at the White House.
Are you talking about the witch hunt? Is that what you mean? Is that what you're talking about? I hear it's a joke. I haven't watched for 1 minute because I've been with the president, which is much more important as far as I'm concerned.
But Trump also dismissed Taylor's testimony about his call with Sondland.
I know nothing about that. First time I've heard it. The one thing I've seen that Sondland said was that he did speak to me for a brief moment, and I said no quid pro quo under any circumstances. And that's true. The other, I've never heard this.
People across the country have been watching. Oakland retiree Paul White says to him, the Democrats have to come up with more compelling evidence.
This is going to take something really, really so egregious that people can't deny that something has to happen.
Next up, former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, who was ousted in May on President Trump's orders. She will testify Friday. Next week, the committee will hear from eight more witnesses in the impeachment inquiry. This is AP News. Teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg has left the United States, sailing back to Europe. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Thunberg left Hampton, Virginia, after traveling across North America to warn about global warming.
I'm not judging anyone else. I'm not telling anyone else what to do or what not to do. This I'm doing because I want to do it myself.
Her message?
I want to put focus on the fact that you basically can't live sustainable today.
Thunberg says some people in power simply lack a sense of urgency when it comes to global warming. She agrees with those who say she is too young to be doing this.
It should be the adults who take that responsibility, but it feels like the adults and the people in power today are not.
The boat taking Thunberg across the Atlantic leaves little or no carbon footprint. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thunberg hopes to get to Spain in time to attend a UN climate meeting in Madrid next month. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.